Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Spinetti. The mom and dad were average size, but this guy's 8 feet tall already. He soon outgrows his backyard pen, busts out onto the street. Spinetti reels, some power lines go down, the rolling hills of Tuscany at his feet. Tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Kafka. Gina waves her designer sunglasses at the tarantula. The tarantula wreaks havoc in the vineyard of Cardinal DiVienzo. He finds he prefers the darker grapes, but that's not all he's into. He digs and crawls beneath the earth past drawings of ancient cave dwellers. A cool wine cellar. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the fountain on the square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare. He slinks away down past the hotel Costco. In the piazza. Night gently falls on the old idyllic town. Everyone's avoiding the tarantula. Something out of work, Fellini has beat up circus clown. And oh yeah. Then Gina. The tarantula in the piazza has cleared out the sun-drenched square. Only the raven-haired, black-eyed Gina has the nerve to stand right there. The tarantula stops. They stare.
That was Tom Carozza. I see Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Betty Jo, if you're listening in the chat room, I can't open it. It's the most frustrating thing. Blog Talk Radio says I have to install something, and Flash Chat refuses to connect. Okay. And I've tried, but I'm on my traveling computer, so it's just a big pain. Big pain, I tell you. Big pain. Put some George.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, tell you what. Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. Fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the shit out of the middle class. Keep them showing up at those jobs. So stirring up the shit is something I like to do from time to time, but I also like to know that I can come back to these little things we have in common, little universal moments that we share separately, the things that make us the same. They're so small we hardly ever talk about them. Did you ever look at your watch and then you don't know what time it is? And you have to look again, and you still don't know the time. So you look a third time, and somebody says, "What time is it?" You say, "I don't know." Do you ever notice how sometimes all day Wednesday, you keep thinking it's Thursday? And it happens over and over all day long. And then the next day, you're all right again. Do you ever find yourself standing in one of the rooms in your house and you can't remember why you went in there? And two words float across your mind: Alzheimer's disease. You ever been talking to yourself and somebody comes in the room and you have to make believe you were singing? And you hope to God the other person really believes there's a song called "What Does She Think I Am? Some Kind of Putz?" Little experiences we've all had. You ever been sitting in a railroad train in a station, and there's another train sitting right next to you, and one of them starts to move, and you can't tell which one it is? How about when you're out on a small boat on a windy day? You ever been out rocking back and forth for 3 or 4 hours trying to keep your balance? Rough seas, little boat, then you get back into the shore and you're standing on the dock, and you could swear there was something inside of you that was still out there rocking. Did you ever try to pick up a suitcase you thought was full, but it wasn't? And you go, and for just a split second, you feel really strong. How about when you're looking through a chain link fence? Do you ever notice if you're just the right distance from a chain link fence, sometimes it seems to go, what is that? How do they do that? Do you ever try to tell somebody to have a little bit of dirt on their face? You can never get them to rub the right spot, can you? Say, "You got a little bit of dirt right here." They always go, "Where? Here?" And you just want to slap the bastard. Do you ever notice how awful your face looks in a mirror in a restroom that has fluorescent lights? Every cut, scrape, scratch, scar, scab, bruise, boil, bump, pimple, zit, wart, welt, and abscess you've had since birth all seem to come back at the same time. And all you can think of is, I gotta get the fuck out of here! Did you ever notice sometimes when you're walking with your arm around your date, one of you has to change the way you're walking? Men and women don't walk the same. One of them has to change. Either the man has to walk like this, or the woman has to walk like this.
Joey, how are you?
How about when you're going up a flight of stairs and you think there's one more step? And you go... And then you have to kind of keep doing that, you know? So people will think it's something you do all the time. I do this all the time. It's the third stage of syphilis. Same thing happens when you're going down the stairs. You could swear there was one more step.
Holy shit. My hips are in my chest.
When you drink grapefruit juice in the morning, do you go like this? I do too. Why do we drink it? It's like ice cream throat. You know when you've been eating ice cream too fast and you get that frozen spot in the back of your throat, but you can't do anything about it because you can't reach it to rub it? You just have to kind of wait for it to go away. And it does. Then what do? Eat more ice cream. What are we, fucking stupid? Did you ever fall asleep on a late afternoon and wake up after dark and you don't know what goddamn day it is? Like when you have your head on the pillow. Did you ever notice when you have your head on the pillow, if you close the bottom eye, the pillow is down there. Then if you switch eyes, the pillow moves up there.
Whoa, holy shit, Dave, look at this.
The mystery of the moving pillow. I think it's related to the chain link fence mystery myself. Do you ever have to sneeze while you're taking a piss? It's frightening, isn't it? It's frightening because actually you can't do it. It's physically impossible to sneeze while pissing. Your brain won't let it happen. Your brain says, stop pissing! We're going to sneeze now! Because your brain knows you might blow your asshole out.
A peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure. I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something rhymes with bones. Yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. Ha ha, if you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Vinny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh yeah, if you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah, something that rhymes with bones. Yeah,
trapped in the dungeon, 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 trapped in the dunge doesn't look like this is getting out of here alive.
Where I'm taking knowing the trait to hell. Yo, I'ma kick a freestyle, because that's how we do. This is real hip-hop. I don't even got a rhyme to have a good time. It Ars Nova, I'm trapped in the dungeon. What's your function? Wish I could be munching some luncheon. But no, I gotta be running away, because everyone's attacking me. Yo, I might got strike back with accuracy. You know, I need to call a taxi to get all my gear from one place to the next, y'all. Yeah.
Identical twins from New York City are hitting this stage. So give a lot of love for Stone and Stone!
Well, thanks. Like, I've been dating a girl recently, and she's Israeli, and I'm Jewish, so that's kind of like a big deal.
It is,
you know?
Yeah.
And her name is Mahor. And exactly. And I love introducing her to people. Remember when I introduced her?
Sure,
I do. I said, "This is my brother, and this is Mahor."
Yeah.
And I love talking baby talk to her too. I said, "Who's Mahor? You're Mahor."
Charming girl, really very nice girl.
Anyway, you know, a lot of people think that just because we're twins, we must be exactly the same.
Yeah.
But that's not true
at all.
We have plenty of differences, don't we?
We play a game called Notice the Differences.
Oh, yeah, we do.
I guess
we're
going to
play.
Oh, you start.
Okay.
Okay, right here.
Notice the differences. My favorite color is red. My favorite color is blue. My favorite flavor is vanilla. My favorite flavor is chocolate. I like dogs. I do drugs. I've dated a model. I've done a homeless girl. I always give money to the homeless man who sleeps outside on my corner. Thank you.
I hope that was helpful for all of you. I'm also a twin, and we love being twins. We do. We're very good. We also ask the same exact annoying questions with all the very obvious answers.
You know.
Like, can you read each other's minds? No.
Or like, do you guys get along? Yes. Are you fighting all the time? No.
Have you ever considered having sex with each other?
Of course.
Exactly.
I mean,
speaking
of obvious answers,
obvious answers.
You mean well, and that's okay.
I mean, we understand. Exactly.
Anyway, you know, we wanted to mention the ex-governor of New Jersey, Governor McGreevy.
Remember Governor McGreevy
came out?
Remember when we did that? Yeah, I do, actually.
We were both in a train.
The first time we heard about it,
there were these two bigots sitting behind us, and they were saying, "Oh my God, I can't believe he's gay. I hate gays.
I remember being so happy that they were so mad, you know?
But if we were McGreevy, we could have made these bigots even more angry.
We would have, yeah.
Our idea was we'd go down south, say, to like a really conservative state, you know, like Alabama or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'd go down there and we'd be elected twin governors.
Yeah,
right?
Twin governors,
so, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
And then after a couple of years, we'd hold this big press conference.
Hmm.
And we'd say, you know, we've been your twin governors for the past few years, and we're gay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're Jewish.
Yeah.
And we're black.
Yeah.
And we're Muslim, too.
Exactly.
Guys, thank you very much. That's it. Thank you.
Give it up for Stone and Stone.
Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., except this Tuesday. I don't think she has a show. I'm sorry, Betty. I'm on my traveling computer, so I can't get to everything to read all my mail. But Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, check her out. And congratulations on your book and your special award. Yes, the movie Stanzas. Okay, I'm trying to remember it all. Also, George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. If you go to the internet, go to TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar. That's the full sentence you have to go to. TuneIn Radio right here in Miramar, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And check out George Bettinger from The Mom and Pop Shop. You can also see him on Facebook. You can also go to Betty Jo Tucker's different various blogs on movies and reviews and check her out. And remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Buy them for someone you love, me.
After a week of attending to everyone else's needs,
becomes an almost religious experience.
This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo. I keep having to find some time, a one-minute something to play on, and I know I have it somewhere. It's just it's too cold to find it. All right, tune in again Friday. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.